Okay.
Harvesting you, nourishing Mama Joy.
It's time to harvest you.
Let's nourish our Mama Joy by living big and loving bigger. I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Teresa. And in this episode, we're talking about
handling the holiday stress.
Let's get started and harvest you. Welcome to our podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by A2D, Addicted to Dance Company. Check us out on the web, a2dance.com. Where growing foundation, giving back to our community, and changing lives is our mission. So welcoming joy into the chaos of the holiday season, since we are full-fledged in it, whether you've celebrated Hanukkah or Christmas is coming. My house has three birthdays in December. It is crazy. And December flies.
It does.
And I don't know about you, but I am struggling with the magic. And that's normally not a struggle for me. And I'm disappointed. I'm feeling disappointed in myself for struggling with not having being lit up that it is Christmas.
Yeah. I've had that for a number of years where I used to be so excited to do all the Christmas, you know, holiday stuff, take out decorations, make something for the front door, do all of these little crafty things. And I still love doing those things, but I'm not diving into it like I used to, you know? And if I'm not diving into it, then my guys aren't diving into it. So,
yeah. You
know, my husband's not going to decorate anything. And my son keeps asking me, when are we going to bring everything out and put up a tree? So I have to, like, you know, I'm mindful about doing that for him, but you know, I think it's the bringing that holiday mojo into every day of being appreciative of family, being appreciative of the just gifts we're given, of being able to exist and have experiences with our loved ones. And that it's not just like that month. It's not like,
agreed.
You know what I mean? Like it's
yes.
The hype of it, because it was used to be so focused on this one time of year. And then, you know, it goes into the new year where we're reflecting and what could we be doing better? And what are those resolutions we need to be making? You know, all of that used to happen in that this month. And now it's kind of like strings all the way through for me.
Which is great.
So it's not like a big whoop. You know, it's
right.
Like more of a hum to me. And the decorations and stuff are just, it's tradition. It doesn't it doesn't mark the time when I'm focused on my family anymore.
Right. You know? And I love that. And that is truly harvesting your everyday joy. So I would ask the mamas out there watching in this very moment, whether you know, we're in the season or not, what is something that you can appreciate about your life, about your family, about being with, and kind of to what you just said, my daughter's birthday is around the corner and she just keeps saying, I can't wait. I can't wait. And I said, I looked her in the eyes the other day and I said, please don't wish your days away. I know you're excited for your upcoming birthday. I know you're excited for Christmas. I know you're excited for New Year's. But learn to really, really value right now.
Yeah.
And don't wish these days away. Because I agree with you. I can remember a time. I mean, Christmas for me as a kid was very magical. Always. My parents always made it very magical. Mm-hmm. And it felt like that particular month was when the magic happened. And all the other days of the year, it wasn't like that. But now, like you said, I can totally relate to bringing in that joy and harvesting that joy in our everyday with extra gratitude and appreciation. I do have my tree out. I did decorate, not to the extent that I wanted to. But my kids, like Jack, is saying, you know, when are we going to decorate? I know how that mood affects them, especially my son. I mean, my daughter loves it all and loves to decorate with me, but Chase loves when I decorate for Valentine's Day or, you know, whatever holiday is. He likes that change in scenery. He likes that shift in moving things around and where are we going to put the tree? And, but the magic in me this holiday season, I'm feeling the pressure of a countdown. And I'm not normally that person as far as like feeling that pressure of a countdown. I like to live in the moment and really live in this present. Like me and you right now is the most important thing happening, right? Nothing outside of this is more important. This is our present moment. So I guess, and I hate to use the pandemic as like an excuse because I'm just not a person of excuses. However, it's been a run, right? And maybe now some of the pressure for some of us who were okay for so long, it's unraveling a little bit. And I want that magic feeling. I want, so I play my Christmas music. I do all the things, but there definitely is something that I'm just feeling disconnected from. And I like connection. I like big growth. You know, I like meaningful experiences. I like meaningful connection more than stuff, right? And I feel like that is a that's a huge adult maturity wisdom. As you get older, you realize less stuff, more connection. Less stuff, more people. Less stuff, more of this. More friendship. More deep talks, big love, like what we're doing every week.
Yeah.
It's so valuable to my mental health. I think a lot of listeners, the feedback that I've gotten from friends that are listening, love hearing us talk and love hearing our back and forth. And it kind of like triggers off some thoughts. It's thought provoking for them and what they're going through in their lives.
Yeah. Cause what we're going through is just what everyone else is going through. And, you know, we're putting like voices to what's happening everywhere. But I do like what you said about like, you're turning on the music anyway, and you're doing all of those actions, because sometimes in doing those actions, it can create that you can get that connection or get that feeling that you're going for. If you create the, you know, all the senses, the smells, the sounds, the, all that stuff. And it can, it might not be exactly what you're looking for or need, but it can remind you of feeling that way, which is also a good thing too. I mean, can't force a feeling. You can't force yourself to be in a holiday mood just because it's December. And just because you have to go to a holiday party, or, you know, you have to, you feel like you have to buy gifts for certain people, and you have to do this and you have to do that. And if I don't make the traditional cookie or cake or whatever it is in my family, then no one else will. And someone has to, so it has to be me. But it doesn't have to, because unless you want to, unless you want to create that for everyone as a connection and as a, like, as a thing to, you know, create those feelings around that you can share it with your loved ones, but.
And bring you joy.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't bring you joy baking that cake or those cookies, then just like anything else we talk about on these podcasts, it's trying to find joy in everything that we do. And I agree. And I love the different ways. I love the different ideas and the conversations around thought provoking. I went for, I have a routine MRI every year and I always do it in December. And I actually don't mind MRIs. They make me fall asleep. And they asked me what kind of music I wanted to listen to. And I said, classical Christmas music. I love all kinds of music, but my classical music brings me back to like ballet and I just like old school Christmas music. And as I laid there, you know, flat down, and I'm listening to the music and listening to the machine, I almost felt like I was having like a mental attunement and download from all the different noises that were going on in the machine were affecting my body in different ways. And again, not in this magical mindset that I would like to be, but trying to continue to push that magic for myself to then unveil on my family so my kids feel it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty cool when I left there. I was like, I feel like I got beamed up a little bit. I feel like the volume internally turned up a little bit because I love the holiday season. And I love, I love these times and these talks, and it just provokes so much growth. I love an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for expansion and conversation.
Yes, I do too. Like one of the first things when my husband and I started dating, I said to him is I always try at the end of the day to be better when I put my head on the pillow at night than when I woke up in the morning. So in some small way to be better, to do like know more, to grow, to be kinder, whatever it is, but just a little bit more each day. And if a little bit to add up over time. And I remember years later, he said that to me. That was one of the things that he really liked about me at first was, you know, saying that and being real about that. And that was a long time ago too, but
that's sweet.
I think that, you know, any way that we can take that pause. I mean, an MRI is not, I hate an MRI. They need to be large. They need to be open at the top. I get please don't. Yeah, I've had plenty of them, and I just do not like being in that too. There's nothing comforting about it at all for me.
And it's funny. I'm the total opposite. I am like totally relaxed.
No, but then I also I always ask for classical music when I go in the MRI because that's the music that always makes me like calm and focused. And I listen to classical music when I, you know, when I'm writing or doing a, you know, something that I do, because it does calm me down. And it does, I just really love that vibe too, because it clears me somehow. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I agree. There is definitely something about like all the pitches and all the notes, and like, you can pick out the violin, you can pick out the piano, you can pick out the harp, like, and I feel like they hit us internally in different ways that for me, it's like, it helps my creative niche.
Yeah.
So like you, when you're working, me too, like I'm playing classical music as I'm working. And I can remember back in high school playing it as I would study. Mm-hmm. And I just always thought that was normal because it worked for me. It helped like support, I guess, opening up these doors, you know, and helping me memorize things differently. Cause school wasn't easy for me. I had to study, where I had a brother who could read a book, put it down and memorize the whole book. I was so jealous. I'm like, I don't understand. Why is this so easy for
you? That would be very frustrating to have that. And, you know, to be struggling and have, you know, someone right next to you just whoop, whiz by.
Yep. No problem.
Yeah.
But I feel like as we do count down, as we do come into, you know, Christmas and coming into a new year, I think it is important to reflect, like you had mentioned about how like throughout the year, and it's important to reflect. I've said before, I love those Facebook throwbacks. Like I post more for my own throwbacks to see, like, you know, we have a dog that's not with us anymore. And he came back in my Facebook throwback. And I was like, oh, I can totally close my eyes and put myself in that moment. So reflection, I think that's a great coping mechanism for not being in the magical mindset. I do a lot of journaling in general. I write a lot of things down, especially in the morning. So I'm finding that I'm even writing, I'm not feeling magical. Mm-hmm. I want to feel magical. Like, support me, universe, and help me feeling magical. So for the mamas out there who are gung-ho and feeling magical, I'm jealous. And for those who aren't, I can relate with you.
Well, I think that there's something in there. There's something in there, and there's a reason why there's a block for some reason. Like, there's got to be something that is in there for you.
For sure.
And you're more aware of other people and their holiday joy because of it. Like, you're mm-hmm. you're looking at them, looking at other people, looking probably at your neighbors' decorated houses, and, you know, going wherever you're going, just seeing pictures on Instagram and stuff, like, of people just having all kinds of holiday joy and just doing it up and noticing it more. There's something in there, and I don't know what that is, but you're going to find that in
sure
in there. But don't but you can't force things. You can't.
No. And it's okay. Like, I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
It'll come in due time. My month started out rocky. My whole house was sick. My husband has a brain injury. You know, like, we've had life get in the way. But through life getting in the way, I've still managed to put my tree up. I've still managed to decorate. I put my lights up. I did all the things that I know bring me joy, even though the magic doesn't feel magical right this second. I still went ahead and did the things that I know when I pull on my street at night and my house is lit up, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I took Ava out last night and we drove around our neighborhood and looked at Christmas lights. Mm. So doing little things, it is pushing, and I'm not feeling guilty about not feeling magical. I did have some moments where I'm like, oh, how do I slip into that magic? Right. And like you said, there's definitely a blockage, and it's okay, because we all have these blocks that come up through life at different times. And it, for whatever reason, you got to go with it and just lean into it versus, why am I feeling blocked? Why am I feeling blocked? Why am I feeling blocked? Because then I feel like that makes me feel more blocked.
Yes.
So writing about it, talking with you about it, kind of just like putting it out into the universe, like, fill me with the magic. That's what I want. And that's all I can do. And if that's all I can do, I'm okay with that, because I'm trying. I'm putting my best foot forward.
Now, I think that is actually the best thing. Really, I mean, in a lot of challenging circumstances too, it's just putting yourself, you know, trying, you know, putting that foot in front of the other foot, just keep going, keep trying with whatever it is, but don't push too hard. That's the other thing. Yeah. Is like, pushing too hard will get you out of balance in a hurry, but then not trying at all and just giving up and going to bed and putting the, you know, covers over your head and hiding from the holiday spirit and hiding from, you know, the whole thing and being down about it, then will just feed yeah. that energy. And once you start that cycle, and then that it feeds and feeds and feeds, it's a little like, you know, down in the dumps monster that just grows and grows and grows. So even if the holidays are kind of like not the most awesome thing for someone, like, it's just giving it a go with whatever yep. makes sense to you. And it doesn't mean you have to put up lights, and it doesn't mean you have to buy presents, and it doesn't mean you have to go to all the parties. Mm-hmm. It just means whatever it is for you that fills you up. Like, agreed. One thing I love doing during the holidays, and I started doing this when I started being really sick, I watch those holiday movies on Lifetime and Hallmark mm-hmm. because And I tease my family about this, but I'm like, I'm going to watch one of those movies where there's a girl and she meets a boy and they don't get along. And then they do get along and then they kiss and then the movie's over. Like every single movie is the exact same thing. Like there's an hour of them not getting along. Then they start to get along. And at the end of the movie, they always magically kiss. And so I love that. I know what's going to happen. And I just love those movies. They make me smile every holiday season, no matter what's going on. So that's like my little mini go-to. So, I mean, it could be a cocktail. It could be reading this, you know, a book that you read every time this time of year, or a movie or something like that. But whatever little thing it is that you can do to connect to your mojo and to give a little joy and happiness, I think is a great thing. And it can be silly, like Lifetime holiday movies.
I love that. What do you, how are you with holiday shopping at this time of the year? The craziness, the crowds, the whole nine. Are you have to see it, feel it, touch it? Or are you an Amazon girl?
I'm an online shopper. I've been an online shopper for as long as online shopping has existed. So I like to go to stores to look around to see what's there, just to, because I like fashion, I like trends, I like seeing what people are into and all that, but it's more for that experience than actually buying. I don't go shopping to buy things. I go to see and look and touch and feel. But for like gift giving, I'm online. I'm all online. I don't want to deal with the hassle. Like,
same. And it's just so convenient.
Yes.
Now, what about mamas? We all have this pressure and this struggle. Are you I'm going to wrap the night before and then watch everything I did just come tearing apart? Or are you a wrapper ahead of time?
That's a good question. Yeah. That speaks to, that tells a lot about a person, whether or not if you wrap like in November or October, like there, I mean, I've known people who've done that, who do that. Like,
I used to do that when my kids were little, but then I like forgot what I got them. So
my mother every year growing up at the end of like opening presents, she would say, did you, wait a second, I'll be right back. And then she'd disappear and there'd always be a mysterious present that she had hidden somewhere in the house. And it was always like, oh, I hope it's for me.
Right.
I hope this That's great. Present is for me. Yeah, that was always really funny. But I like to enjoy wrapped gifts, you know, and I don't, and I always use like grocery, you know, bags, like paper bags to wrap presents. I've been doing that for probably a decade because I don't.
Like the brown. Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah, because they're fine. And, I don't want to like, you know, have to buy wrapping paper and the whole like earth friendly eco thing. And it feeds into a lot of things about me, but so yeah, I like to do it ahead of time so I can enjoy the presents being like in their wrapped state and how pretty that looks to me. But I can't imagine doing it all right before. That's a lot.
A lot of people that do that. They do it like the night before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be such a letdown for me the next day.
It would be.
See it all like, wait a minute, I just worked so hard on that. Yeah. But I got to be honest, like I've been cheating the last couple of years. I have elves. So I hire elves come in and I give them the bins and I say, this is for this one. This is for this one. And my elves wrap because wrapping stresses me out. Now, when they were younger, I used to love it because I wanted to know what everything was. Oh, I'll know what this is and I'll know what this is. Girl, the past couple years, I was like, okay, I'm going to give that up because it was just so time consuming. And I would start out real nice and enjoying it. And then halfway through, I'd turn around and be like, this is so overwhelming. So I'm going to hire an elf. And my elves are like my college kids too. Yeah. Like, you know, I've had in the past as dancers go to college and come home and I pay them to rap. And it is, it's a real deal. Isn't there like a little shop, or there used to be a shop in Ambler that would come in this time of the year? Mm-hmm. And do you, parents could drop off their presents, you know, the whole nine.
Yeah.
And I still have a believer in this house. So I am really trying to soak up all that magic, but I'll tell you what, my online shopping, the boxes have been coming and coming and coming, and I haven't been opening. So I'm like forgetting what I'm ordering. So I got to get into that next week when my kids go back to school.
Yeah. I think that's really smart though, is like understanding, accepting what things, what actions, what jobs, tasks.
Yeah. Like the limits.
Make you happy, and the other ones that stress you out, because mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you have to do stuff that you don't like doing. Like, I don't like scooping the litter box. I really wish that there was some like magic elf that came in every day to do that for me.
Yep. I don't like the laundry. I'm the laundry fairy. I would love a laundry fairy.
I you know, yesterday I caught my husband folding some laundry and I was like, what are you doing? This is awesome.
I would have kept walking.
I was like, this is really awesome. What's going on? Like, is there some bad news you have to tell me? Like, what's going on?
Right. No,
but when that happens, I am very excited to see things being done that I would normally be doing. Of course, because they're less for me to do.
And I don't know about you or any of the mamas out there, but Christmas morning is a surprise for my husband for the most part. So there's that too.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not rapping.
No.
Every gift that gets open, he's like, that's pretty cool. What's that? That's pretty. Wow. Santa was good. Mm-hmm. Santa was good to you.
Okay. So for a little while, I actually bought my own presents and wrapped them.
Ah, for yourself. Yeah. Oh, kids.
Not because I wanted presents to open, because I'm like, I don't think it's good for the children to see me not open things. Like, I think that it's not about me getting presents. It's just about everyone has something to open. So
I agree. I think that's important. And I agree. My husband will take my kids shopping and they'll get me something, but I'm like, hey, can you just get me this and this? Cause this is what I need, or this is what I want versus something I don't.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this one year though. My son was in probably third or fourth grade. And you know, those kiosks that are in the mall, I haven't been to the mall in years, but you know how they have like those little pop-up kiosks. Mm-hmm. My son, John, was like, heads up, your Christmas gift was extremely meaningful for Chase. And he was like head over heels in love with this. And I'm like, what is it? And it's like, just when you open it, you love it. And I'm like, okay. Well, when I tell you it was like this big by this big, this huge, it's beautiful. It's a cross with Jesus on it. And it has like all the different senses, like frankincense, myrrh, like all the four. Well, John was like, he was head over heels. I love that. Mommy will love that. So of course I was like, oh my gosh. And you know, he's like third grade. Mommy, look at the carving. Look how it was made in a different country. Like, it was just so important and so sweet when they get to see you open something and that they are proud of, you know, like the Santa secret shop at school, or, you know, going out and picking something out. My daughter's usually pretty good at picking me something out, but I will steer them like, I don't need this and this, like, get mommy something she needs. I really wanted a pair of slippers last year, like desperately wanted a pair of these specific slippers. My husband calls me from the knees down. He's like, you're like a 92-year-old woman. You wear your comfy socks and your slippers every day. I'm like, yep, I got them on right now. Comfort is key, especially since the pandemic and working from home and being home.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah. What's he wearing from the knee down? That's making him a rock star. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. He's not wearing his fancy, you know, dress shoes. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me look 92 from the knee down. They're good 92-year-old looking knees.
That's fine. Yeah. I have, you know, I have heated gloves and heated insoles and all kinds of stuff.
To I love that.
Because I get cold so easily that, yeah, I have a lot of those, you know, more mature products.
Uh-huh.
That are cozy. Nothing wrong and warm. With that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't know.
Well, I think that we have found some joy in this podcast.
We have found some joy. I think that it's not about trying so hard to find the joy, but letting the joy happen. Letting it unravel, let it reveal itself to you naturally, and being open for it to happen, to not be so like vibrating so high and anxious about looking for it and finding it, that when you lower yourself down a little bit and when I can open myself up to receive whatever is happening around me, then there's room for the energy to flow in and then fill me up with happiness. And it might not be the exact thing that I thought I needed, but it might be exactly what I actually needed though.
And energy flows where attention goes. So if you are letting it just be like you're saying and stay open and receptive, then it'll come. As it has.
It has.
I feel a little more magical today.
I do too. I was feeling a little bit like high strung. And now I feel not so high strung.
Good. And we both wore our green. I mean, we're in like the color mode.
We are.
I almost wore red. I had red on. So we would have been red and green
hilarious.
Today.
That's hilarious. We could have. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a bit much for me though.
You would have said, okay, one of us needs to change.
No, if, you know, maybe if I was wearing some bells and.
That's not my jam.
Yeah, that would be great. Doing some jingle bell action. No,
yeah.
Not so much.
I got some antlers somewhere. Maybe I'll put them on for the next one.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. This has been a really uplifting and calming harvesting you. It really has. And I'm so glad that you guys joined us for this conversation. And I hope that you'll keep watching and tuning in and listening and share your stories with us and questions and all kinds of things. We're on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all over the place, and hearing from you help.
Yeah. What do you want us to talk about? Like, we have so many topics to talk about, but what do you guys want to hear?
Yeah.
What's like ringing in your brain where you're like, oh, I wish they would touch on this. Cause if we've walked it, we'll talk it.
Yes. And, you know, answering any kind of questions or trying to help with a situation that might be challenging or difficult, and we can help. And we don't have to speak and do it anonymously too. So if you want to send us a note or DM us on a social network, that's totally cool too. We would love that.
Totally.
And I hope that, you know, that what we talked about here has helped in some way in, you know, creating that more intentional space for the holidays.
Yeah. Welcoming that joy.
Welcome that, yeah.
And out.
Well, I think that's the end of this episode.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. We would love to hear from you and support your harvesting mission in your personal life.
Share your thoughts, questions, ideas with us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Harvesting You, or visit our website, harvestingyou.com.
Until next time, let's put inspiration into intentional action and keep harvesting you.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So what what are we talking about today? Welcoming joy in the chaos of the holiday season?
Yes. I'm like vibrating though. Like it's got I have too much energy. I need to like.
Anxious energy.
Yeah.
Do some jumping jacks or something?
No.
No.
I should. That's a great idea. But